And now, a Blaze Media podcast.
For the love of all that is holy and human and precious in our lives. Yesterday, we told you about air-breathing fish that are looking to take over the globe. Today, we're back to being concerned about zombie deer. It's time to be scared. It's time to be scared, I think. We know about the zombie animals that are starting to take over some areas. Kansas, Colorado, Wyoming are seeing destruction from zombie animals. But now Nevada is concerned and trying to keep them out of their state. Right? I know. It's the chronic wasting disease, highly contagious. Causes symptoms such as lack of fear of humans. Anything else it causes, I don't care about. If they have fear, if they lack fear of humans, we are doomed. That's it. But then you have but it's highly contagious. So then you have the carcasses. Thank you. I mean to tell you, I don't want to. You know, I hate to start Friday Fat Pile Friday out on a downer, but we are doomed. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to go to the end because I'm starting to watch a video now. It finally loaded because I could never get the story to load. The headline is "Unprecedented Video Shows Pigs Using Tools." So if you think sick animals we are doomed at, my friend, now we have pigs using tools. Now I could never get the video to load, so it might not be true. But we know that we have chimps, elephants, dolphins, otters, crows, and, I mean, humans, are among the few creatures on Earth to use tools. Have we seen crows using tools? Really? I don't remember seeing crows use tools. But apparently we now have pigs that can use tools. It was published this week in the Mammalian Biology. I haven't received my weekly copy of Mammalian Biology yet, so I apologize. I haven't read the entire story. But biologist Meredith Root Bernstein from the Institute of Ecology and Biodiversity in Chile and the French National Institute of Agricultural Research observed multiple instances of tool use in warty pigs. All right, so we've got to pause. We're pausing the episode right now. I want to see the video. Please hold. Your listenership is very important to us. Thank you for listening to Chewing the Fat. Please hold. Someone will be with you as soon as possible.
For Español, oprima dos.
Okay. Thank you. I mean, thanks for holding. I appreciate it.
Was it worth it?
I'm sorry. No. Okay. What we have is a warty pig who finds a big stick, picks it up, and starts playing with the stick, and it starts throwing dirt. So now he continues to do it, and he appears as though he's digging a hole when all he's doing is playing with a stupid stick. Okay. I think. And again, I am not part of the biology team at the Institute of Ecology and Biodiversity in Chile. I haven't published in the Mammalian Biology Weekly, but I'm just saying that I don't think we have to be concerned about pigs using tools. That's just me. So we've talked in the past about all these places that are trying to get Airbnb money now. You know, we've got the potato place in Idaho, and we've got the old the Dingleberry House. Yeah, Downton Abbey House and other places that you know, are Airbnb worthy. Well, now the Goodyear blimp has joined the list. The Goodyear blimp has joined the list for the Airbnb, 3 nights only. And it's not going to fly. I know. Don't look at me. I didn't come up with the idea. I don't work for Goodyear. But they've refurbished inside. Now, they've got about 85 Goodyear blimps. Actually, I don't know how many they have. But they've got more than one. Multiple Goodyear blimps around the country. And so one of them, October 22nd through the 24th of 2019. So later this month, if you're listening live. They have 3 Goodyears? Okay. Like I said, they've got like 84 Goodyear blimps around the country. Pretty close. Almost 84. But they refurbished the inside of the blimp. And so you can stay in the blimp. In the hangar, big deal. I mean, I've flown in a blimp before. Aren't you a blimp? It was a fat joke. I got it. But I have a... Have you ever, thank you, aren't you already a blimp? How can you fly in one? I mean, a little slow on the shot, but okay. And they're fun. They're fun. They're a lot louder than you think. I've flown in the Outback Steakhouse blimp around Tampa. I took my youngest son, and we flew all over, you know, over Tampa Bay and all over the stadium, and they have the blimp was in town, and it's really fun. And it's really loud. You know, that's why you, I don't know, that's why you wear headsets. And there's not a lot of room. You know, you have, because if you're up in the blimp, you got the pilot. And then if you got the cameraman up in there, you're jam-packed. So up for the ride, you've just got the pilot and, you know, you have a couple seats to ride along in the blimp. And it's a lot of fun. And it's you know, fun to say that you've flown in a blimp before. But you're going to pay money? And it doesn't say how much Goodyear's charging here, but I bet you they're... Wait a minute. $150 a night? I mean, you think it's a good price? $150 a night to stay in a blimp to stay in the blimp in the hangar? I don't know. I mean, I could stay at Holiday Inn Express and get breakfast for less than $150 a night. And go walk by the blimp in the morning. Oh, yeah, there's the blimp. Great. Oh, look, it's going to fly over the hotel. Yep. There it is. I'm going to go back to the hotel room now and take a nap. That's pretty steep. Pretty steep for the blimp. And so also during my Chewing the Fat segment this week on Pat, during Pat Unleashed, I talked about Selfie Queen, who was trying to get closer to a billy goat. And the billy goat was on a rope, and she kept backing up, getting closer. And the billy goat, she finally got close enough where the billy goat headbutted her right in the back of the head, which was great. I mean, I love that. But she was still alive, right? I mean, she lived through it. But we hear stories all the time about people who trying to get that perfect selfie shot, and they end up perishing. And we now have 4 more to add to the list. There's a dam in India that these people were trying to get their, you know, get that selfie shot, get that magical selfie shot. And if I just back up just a little more, I can get this perfect. I guess, don't just smile, just stand, move to the right. And all 4 of them over the edge of the dam. Stop laughing. It's not funny.
You're right. It's not funny.
I mean,
it's hilarious.
No, it is not. I mean, India, first of all, India, big time. I mean, they recorded the highest number of selfie deaths of any country in the world. So Indians are trying to, not American Indians, but I mean Indians from India, are trying to, you know, give us beautiful selfie shots. And this cost, what's that? Did you say that on the air? I was just making a distinction between American Indians and Indians from the country of India. And that distinction is really funny. Really funny is that distinction. Anyway, we feel, email Chewing the Fat. Email chewingthefat@theblaze.com and we'll tell you the joke. That's the distinction between the American Indians and Indians from the country of India. Because it's funny. But, I mean, you could probably get away with it. And you have no idea how I want to. Desperately. And I'm actually ready to punch myself in the face for not doing it. But I won't. I won't. Because we're part of the Blaze Podcast Network. Go to theblaze.com/podcast. You could subscribe to Chewing the Fat. Just click on Chewing the Fat and whatever happy little platform you want to use, click on that and you could subscribe to the podcast, which you need to do, by the way. And right now, it's free. I just found out that it's free. I don't know when it's going to end.
It's been always free.
It's been free up to now.
Yes.
Not up to now, but we don't know how long it's going to last.
True.
We don't know how long, you know, how long it's going to be remain free. Wow. Whew. But I find it talks about how they went to themselves from the same spot on the dam and they slipped and the water level had increased. But I don't know. It doesn't say if like they were all four there and then one grabbed the other and they kept trying to save each other and they all went down or if it was, separate. Yes, there's a tear to my eye. We have more Jeffrey Epstein news, too. I mean, this guy is never ending, man.
Guilty, 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 guilty!
Never ending. And Prince Andrew is doomed. Doomed, man. They have tried to distance him from Jeffrey Epstein, and it just keeps getting worse and worse for him, man. He might as well just give up. Give up. So now apparently he was at some big party that he flew to. He flies in for a party, this 2010 party, right? So, and he's caught, there's a picture of him and Epstein strolling through Central Park together. Buds. I mean, They're at the front, the Upper East Side mansion. He'd already done jail time. All right, I mean he's already a dirtbag, just not officially the 2019 dirtbag. And he claims that the trip was wildly misinterpreted. The prince says, "Whoa, whoa, whoa." No, I didn't fly in for any parties or to hang out. We were buds, and I flew in to let him know that I couldn't be his friend anymore. I wanted to break up with him. Shut up! Are we to believe that, really? Does any... Prince, nice try. It wasn't even a nice try, really, but no one believes you. I even stuck up for you with the picture of the girl because I do believe that was a fake picture. I still believe it.
Right.
What?
Right.
I still believe it. And the picture was not, you know, I think it was fake. It's photoshopped. But for us to believe that he flew into New York to hang out with Jeffrey Epstein because he wanted to break up their friendship. I don't know if you know this. This was in 2010. In 2010, they still had
fax
created...
machines, yeah.
Yeah, they did have fax machines. They did. They did have fax machines. They had
telegram.
They had telegrams. They still had telegrams. They did have still have that.
They stopped the Pony Express.
And the Pony Express was not around anymore.
But
no.
The USPS was, you know,
Service was still there.
USPS, UPS, FedEx.
Yeah, they were still around 2010. And there was also a thing called a
Morse code. Yeah, that was still up.
Morse code. You could still use that if Jeffrey had a little detector on the other end. But there was another
pigeon,
thing.
Pigeon.
Pigeons. I love pigeons. Pigeons were still around. I ever tell you about the... Anyway, of course I have. I've told you about when I worked for Mr. Wallace when I was a kid. He was a pigeon guy from World War I. Anyway, pigeons were still around. There was this other thing, too.
Smoke signals.
They could use. You could use smoke signals from American Indians. You could do that. Not from Indians, but American Indians. Oh my gosh, do I want to say that? Email chewingthefat@theblaze.com if you want that joke. I apologize in advance for not saying it out loud. I do. I apologize in advance. It's going to eat at me the entire weekend. But there's still one more thing that he could have used. That email in 2010. Yeah, there was emails in 2010. There sure were. Not as prevalent. I feel like it wasn't as prevalent as it is now, but it was definitely there in 2010, 100%.
Skype.
Was Skype around 2010? I don't think so. Don't think so. Pretty close, though, in that time frame, right? I mean, we were getting into that time frame. So there was no FaceTime or anything like that, I don't think. I mean, we were getting close to those days, but it was still, you know, he didn't want to use it. But there was still something that you could have, still something that he could have used. I'm trying to think, if you wanted to break up with somebody that's thousands of miles away.
The rotisserie phone.
The phone! That's what it is. Why couldn't I think of that? How do you know? I had to break up with Jeffrey Epstein, but I couldn't use the phone.
When you break up with someone, you want to do it in person. I break up with a lot of people, and in person is better than over the phone.
Oh, okay.
And experts tell you when you're going to break up with somebody, it's better to do it in person than over a letter or calling or texting.
I apologize then. That's exactly what it was. Oh, no. News from Twitter. Twitter says that, phone numbers intended to help bolster their security and emails that are supposed to keep your security safe, they were inadvertently used by a partner in audiences advertising systems. Oh, darn the luck. I mean, we didn't mean it. We recently discovered that when you provided an email or phone number for safety and security purposes, for example, you were to use that for the two-factor authentication. We inadvertently found out that it had been used for advertising purposes. Oh, we are so darn sorry. We're so sorry we got caught. Gosh darn the luck. We're going to do our darndest to... We're going to do our darndest to not make sure this doesn't happen again. And we're going to try to put an end to it at all. I mean, we wish something like this hadn't happened. We sure do, man. But you know what? We apologize. We're sorry. Are you?
Breaking news. Breaking news.
What? Wait, I mean, is that... again, we seriously have spared no expense here on Chewing the Fat for... you can tell the budget is clearly...
Breaking news. Breaking news.
Yes. The budget is clearly here. Don't try to make me feel good with actual production. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't try to... This is somebody else's production. We could use that. No, I won't have it.
Breaking news.
Thank you. Thank you.
So
what is the news?
The news is coming out of our favorite place here in the Chewing the Fat. Employees in India and Romania allegedly are watching people.
This is India.
Yeah,
not American.
American
India.
No, no. Okay, this is our favorite country.
We've got a distinction between
yes,
American Indians and the Indian Indians.
Yeah, and that
again,
is,
you can email chewingthefat@theblaze.com if you want to know that distinction. That I am going to, it's going to eat at me the entire weekend.
Absolutely.
For not telling you.
Absolutely. Amazon employees watch home security footage from cloud cams, including videos of owners having sex.
What? I won't hear of it.
According to the employees in India and Romania, the reason why they were watching is, you know, they want to annotate footage to improve AI.
Oh, of course. Of course, they were monitoring for our safety.
Yeah, yeah. According to the employees, the Amazon employees, they are we're probably watching videos, and we see customers having sex all the time.
And we turn away, of course. I mean, it's obvious when that would happen, we'd shut it right off.
The company is watching up to 150, 20 to 30 seconds per day.
Well, so look, if you worked for a company that was monitoring people's homes and you were busy monitoring their home and you were obviously monitoring it for their safety, and oh look, Millie and Fred are home and they're having sex, are you going to turn it off?
Yes,
you are.
Absolutely.
Because I'm not. But
that's the difference between you and me.
I probably am not getting hired at that place.
According to Amazon, they tell Bloomberg that all the clips that the employees watched came from agreed testers that were testing
sure.
the software from customers who had sent them from troubleshooting.
It was for their safety. Yes. Hey, can we put cameras in your house, and we want to update and test our system and everything. So, you know, you're going to be monitored 24/7.
Jeffy, do you have a Amazon Cloud Cam?
Okay.
Because according to this report, the cloud cam owners are not warned in the terms of conditions about the fact that the video might be watched by actual people.
But so, it just said that these people were warned.
Yeah, no, these people volunteered.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So they knew. They knew they were being monitored.
Yes, but according to this, also in the terms and the condition, it says that these will never be washed by humans.
Oh.
So.
And they're also not. So, and if it doesn't, didn't matter, right? So it's possible that, let's say, if I admit to having one
yeah.
in my home,
class action lawsuit.
That, right.
And you're the first one, baby.
Right.
So how many do you have?
I don't want to admit to having four, but. I had four because I was concerned for the safety of my family and relatives. And now I'm embarrassed.
Amazon, the employees that were tasked with watching this video were doing it just from their work secure offices.
Oh,
and they were not allowed to take their phones inside.
Right.
Wow.
Okay.
Come on. You know, there's a phone there, and little Indian from India was like, hey, Mohammed, look at this.
Yeah, you aren't kidding. Look at this couple from Texas.
Yeah, because it's not available overseas. It's only available in the United States. So.
Huh.
Yeah, cloud cam are not available to buyers in the UK, but those in the US pay a full price of $119.99. By the way, you get the same camera from Simply Safe for $99.
This is not a paid endorsement. All right, here's something that's not really good for cheaters. A North Carolina man has won $750,000 in a lawsuit against the man he alleged broke up his marriage. Kevin Howard married for 12 years when his wife said, we need to, I think our lives would be better apart than together. He claims it was like someone calling you and telling you that a family member had tragically died. And it is rough when you find out a spouse wants to divorce. Believe me. Howard was awarded the settlement against the ex-wife's lover under the North Carolina's Alienation of Affection Law. Under the Alienation of Affection Law, known as the Homewrecker Law, the case can be brought to court by a spouse who has been deserted because of the actions of a third party. Well, she didn't desert him. She just said, get out. I'm in love with somebody else, douche. Get out of my house. Now, he claims that I filed this case because I believe it's very important that people understand the sanctity of marriage is important, especially in this day and age when people question everyone's morals.
Amen.
People questions everyone's liability of a person in the state backed me up on it. Now, there are six other states that allow homewrecker lawsuits.
Here we go.
Oh, wait a minute. Hawaii, Illinois, New Mexico, Mississippi, South Dakota, Utah. Whew.
You're safe. Whew.
The North Carolina goes back to the 80s. Wow. And it goes back to the 1800s.
Well, life was good.
English law dating back to 1745 when wives were considered property. Oh, I don't hear you hollering amen to that. I don't hear you hollering amen to that.
Amen.
I don't hear you saying you don't get those days back.
You don't get those days back.
I didn't hear you say good times.
Those were the good times, the 1800s.
Oh, my gosh. 1745?
Do you remember that day?
Oh,
what were you doing, Jeffy?
Oh.
1745.
1745. I don't know. I was buying wives. I was busy buying wives because they were property. Different times.
Different times.
It's a different time.
You can't judge them by 2019 standards.
It was a different time. I don't remember what I was tweeting, but it was a different time.
Wait, you were tweeting in 1745?
Yeah, I tweeted. I used a stone, and I'd type out a note. And I'd,
not a bird?
Yeah. No stone. Kelly Gonzalez, an independent attorney, said, I think the law should be repealed. Amen!
No, we're not repealing that law.
Okay, sorry.
These homebreakers need to pay.
But it's supposed to be desertion. Right, so she didn't desert him. She told him she wanted to get a divorce. So, not real sure I understand that. But the courts agreed with him. Now, according to him, the boyfriend, the third party, had been to the house and ate dinner with
the wife
and the children.
Oh, hell no.
He would visit her while I was at work.
He's lucky I didn't just go and...
No, I'm pretty sure. Oh, we're just having Bill over for dinner.
Yeah, we're just going to bring him over. Yeah. Kids, remember Uncle Billy?
Yeah,
remember
Bill? Oh, yeah, he was just over this afternoon, Mom. No. No.
Remember when he comes?
No, that
we don't tell Daddy.
That wasn't Billy, silly.
That was a repairman.
That was the mailman dropping some stuff off.
It's the milkman. You know,
the kids don't know what they're talking about, honey. Don't worry about it. Just sit down and have some dinner. I really don't like this meal. I know, but this is Billy's favorite.
Mommy, you made rotisserie chicken. Is Billy coming over again? Yeah.
I thought Daddy said he didn't like this anymore. I know he did, baby, but Daddy's not going to be around much longer, okay? I mean, sad. No wonder he was pissed.
Yeah, I'll be pissed, too.
I've got to find a way to pay her back.
How about you go find a motel and do it over there?
Right. Even if he doesn't get the $750,000, it sends a message, right?
Like, yes.
Come on now. What are you doing?
Be a normal cheater. Go to a hotel room.
Thank you.
That's why hotels are still a thing.
Do it in your office. Now, I will say, of course, he stopped by. Of course he stopped by when you were at work. What are you supposed to do?
When you're sleeping?
The kids are at school. You're at work.
Bound chicka bound bump. Hello.
Hey, it's Billy.
Hey, Billy. Yeah.
How about some rotisserie chicken?
Yes.
Well, as long as we're talking about, you know, cheaters and homewreckers and North Carolina with their homewrecker law, along with, six or seven other states with the homewrecker law.
Well, last Friday we talked about the, you know, the cheating laws.
Is that our Friday theme?
That's a Friday. I think that's Friday become theme? A Friday theme, yeah.
Okay, well, let's go to, you know, the most sinful states. I mean, our friends at Wallahub, who I love them. I love them. Yes. I'm a fan of them.
Are you a member?
Of course I am.
Oh, I became a member yesterday.
I mean, huge. Huge.
It's free.
Huge.
And they monitor everything for you.
I'm in the winner's circle.
You're in the winner's circle?
The Wallahub, yeah.
I thought that was just for horses and cars. No, but
the winner's circle of Wallahub. Okay. Yeah. I've been a member since
the beginning.
I can't even.
Just like you became a founder's member.
I can't remember. No, I'm not a
Disney
member of
Plus.
That. You people ticked me off so bad with that Disney Founders Club member bull crap. I feel like I want to do it so bad.
But you can't because.
I'm not doing it.
You can't because.
I'm not doing it. Damn it.
I'll give you my password.
When I find out that they've actually given, what did you call it again? The Founders Circle?
Founders Circle, ugh. Yeah.
If you get something extra special, then I'll be pissed. But you get nothing.
Disney, please. Oh,
you get nothing.
Disney, just send me anything. It could be a stupid pay stub of something. Could be the eyeball of a Mickey that fell from a kid 20 years
just
ago.
Something special.
Just send
right
me
now,
in the mail,
you got
please.
Nothing. Right now, you got nothing.
How I wish Disney could send something.
Anyway, so I've been, you know, winner circle of Wallahub for, I don't know, I can't remember how long. So they've got a list of the most sinful states. Okay. Now, they compared anger and hatred, jealousy, excesses and vices, greed, lust, vanity, laziness for the most sinful states. I mean, personally, that sounds like a decent place.
That's a freaking amazing place to live in.
I know. It certainly is.
It's like the ideal person you want to befriend.
So the top 10.
Here we go. Top 10.
Most sinful states in the United States of America.
Coming at number 10.
Number 10. Arizona.
Yeah, it's hot. Oh. There's nothing there to do. It's hot.
Number 9. Michigan.
Hey, that's where you're from.
I know.
That's nice.
I know. It's amazing that I'm looking at this top 10.
I know. Just read it. Just read it because the audience is going to connect the dots.
They are?
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know how they'll do that.
They will connect the dots.
Number 8, Illinois.
Is that next to Michigan?
It was over there somewhere close in. Georgia, number 7.
The Peach State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I spent some time in Georgia. I like Georgia. It's a good state. Number 6, Louisiana.
Oh, the swamp.
Yeah. Louisiana, New Orleans, man. Oof, that's a powerful time there.
That's a lot of sin in there.
I know. I like
especially
it.
Especially.
Number 5, Tennessee.
Oh, here we go. Tennessee.
I know, weird.
And they're number 1 in hatred and anger, by the way.
Really weird. Okay. Number 4. Coming in at number 4, the most sinful
coming in
state
hot.
In the United States of America, Texas. Dun-dun-dun, Texas.
By the way, Texas ranks number 1 in lust.
I know. Number 3, California, of course.
Yep.
Yeah, of course.
Mm-hmm.
The number 2 most sinful state in America, Florida.
Which they rank number 1 in jealousy. No wonder all these people are killing each other around there.
Pissed.
Yeah. Why does he have a better car than me?
Yeah. Yeah. Why? Is that bitch wearing my swimsuit? And you're done on the beach, man. It's over. They're dragging people out of the Gulf.
Can I quote you on that?
Yes. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Is that bitch wearing my swimsuit? Yeah, absolutely. It's a quote. The number one most sinful state in America, the great state of Nevada.
Congratulations, Nevada.
Congratulations.
They rank number 1 in greed. They're ranked number 3 in jealousy, number 4 in excessive.
Oh, excess is advice. Excess. Yeah.
Laziness, number 5. They just.
Yeah, they're strong. They're strong. And that's, I mean, obviously that's Las Vegas, right? But there's also Reno. And
there's nothing
there
to do.
You've got the high desert out there where Art Bell lived. I mean, you got it all. Right? I mean, Nevada's definitely strong. But then Florida. I spent a few years in Florida. Texas. Spent a few years in Texas. Michigan. It's been a few years in Michigan. That's 3 out of the top 10 that I spent some time in.
I know. People are connecting the dots. I told you, they don't need help.
That's pretty strong. It's only 3 out of the top 10. Come on now. I only spent a little bit of time in Georgia, but I liked it. It was a good time. And Louisiana. Spent just a little bit of time in Louisiana. Not
enough to hurt those rankings.
I don't know about that, but... So, I mean, 3 out of the top 10 I've, you know, spent quite a bit of time in. 5 out of the top 10, another 2 I've spent, you know, eh.
Did you see the most violent crime per capita?
The states?
Yeah. It's very interesting. Tied for first is Alaska, New Mexico, Tennessee.
Yeah, wow.
What is Alaska so violent about? There's like 2 people over there.
Yeah, but those 2 people hate each other. They're pissed. They're like, man, that... If I have to hear that guy tell me about how good his igloo is, I will kill him. And then they do. They shoot each other over it.
And then the highest share of population with gambling disorder, Mississippi comes in at first.
Yeah, Mississippi's strong. I mean, they've got gambling all along
really?
The Gulf. They've got all kinds of gambling on the coast there. Yeah, all kinds of
like Nevada comes
casinos.
Number 5.
They got
unbelievable.
But Mississippi has got casinos, and there's, you know, people come there from all over. I mean, obviously, people come to Nevada, and it's, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas, no question. But Mississippi's really big. Yeah, along
I love this one. The highest Coast. Average time spent on porn websites. Mississippi again.
I mean, unless you're gambling, what are you going to do?
Walk the town?
What are you going to do? Walk the town. In Mississippi, what is there to see? Hey, there's the
History?
Bus. There's the bus I rode in here on.
And Hawaii, number 2 for the porn sites.
Yeah. It's usually Utah. Oh, time spent on adult
time internet. Spent.
I got
yes.
time spent. So maybe, I mean, that's a strong rank, right? Time spent. Because
you're making the distance.
Oh,
in
yeah.
There. You're there for more than 3 minutes.
Most people are not lasting that long.
No. You're there maybe 3 minutes tops if you cannot find the right category that you were looking for.
And even by then.
Yeah, you're done by 2. 1.5, maybe.
I got to find a better category next time.
Highest percentage of adults not exercising. Kentucky.
Oh, yeah.
And Mississippi.
Yeah, we talked
2.
About this before, yeah. About the exercising. Yeah. I remember that because Texas is number 3. That's, I mean, we've got, Texas is probably, I wonder what the number 1 state, we saw at one point that the number 1 state was for the amount of gyms in the state. Because I feel like there's a gym on every corner in Texas, and nobody is exercising. But we got a lot of people moving here, too. We got a big percentage of people moving here. But there's gyms everywhere in Texas. There's the big gyms, the little gyms, small gyms, fat gyms, skinny gyms, even gyms with chicken pox are in Texas, man.
Here's the top 10 states with most gyms. South Dakota. Nebraska.
That doesn't. South
Colorado.
Oh, that doesn't. There's nobody there.
Louisiana. New Hampshire, number 4, Iowa, number 3, Wisconsin, Connecticut, and number 1, Minnesota.
That list is not correct.
And that is by exercise.com.
That's what, see.
I could not find out Walla Hub. Yeah, I could not find out Walla Hub one.
They've paid big money.
This is a big
states,
gym?
Yeah, those.
This is
yes,
a big gym?
Yes, that's not true. That is not true. All right, before we talk about some new, you know, we talk a lot about this week about app wars, and now I see another, I don't know that I technically think it's an app, I think it's another channel, another pay channel that I'm going to have to get, that they're creating content that's just frustrating to me. But before I tell you about that, let me tell you that a couple days left for you to get the 10% discount from shop.theblaze.com. Now, if you can type in shop.theblaze.com and it should redirect you, but the new site is shopblazemedia.com, shopblazemedia.com. And if you use the offer code or promo code, whatever they call it, Jeffy10, Jeffy10. It's going to get you 10% off everything. But first, you're going to want to purchase Chewing the Fat merchandise. I mean, there's a coffee mug and a t-shirt. So, hello. Go to shopblazemedia.com/Jeffy and then, you know, get your Chewing the Fat merchandise. And then, you know, before you, you know, finish and pay with the shopping cart, you can search around and get some other stuff, you know, if you choose. But at the end, use the promo code Jeffy10, Jeffy10, and it'll get you 10% off everything. You're welcome. But it's good only until Sunday. Sunday night at midnight. I'm sorry.
Sunday.
I'm sorry. It's not midnight. It's Sunday at 11:59 p.m. 11:59. It goes away. So you too can get 10% off any merchandise at shopblazemedia.com/Jeffy with the promo code Jeffy10 until midnight, 11:59 p.m. Sunday night.
Sunday.
Let's talk about the channel that I now have. All right, so a while ago, I see the show Perpetual Grace, and I think it's on Epix. And I think, oh, I'll watch that. And do I have access to Epix on my cable? No. Another channel I have to pay for. Or, of course, I could get the app. So I think, well, it'll show up. You know, if I'll find it somewhere in some access somewhere that I can watch, and I haven't found that yet. So now I have Perpetual Grace, and now they're telling me they're going to come up with this other Forrest Whitaker show. Another original series on Epix with Forrest Whitaker, which is going to be I Want to Love. The title is Godfather of Harlem, which is going to be great. I know it is. It's going to be great. It's going to be Bumpy Johnson. Remember American Gangster with Denzel Washington and Russell Crowe? Well, Denzel, remember, took over. The movie was about Denzel, but he took over for Bumpy Johnson. So the guy that raised Denzel in the movie American Gangster is now what this show is going to be about, Godfather of Harlem. And it is going to be darn good. I know it is. I like Forrest Whitaker. He's going to be able to pull this off great. It's on Epix. Please. You're killing me. Just make everything free. Please. You know what? That's what I want. I just want everything free. Socialism for television is what I want. Socialism for television. But Jeff, how are they going to pay the talent to create this content? Don't bog me down with facts. Don't do it. Don't bog me down with facts. I just want to watch the shows for free.
Download and subscribe to more content at theblaze.com/podcasts.
We should have entered Glenn Beck into this. The Charm Weddings and Quilted Northern's 15th annual toilet paper wedding dress contest. Now, there's a guy in Chesapeake who's in the finals. I mean, obviously, they have 12 designers selected for the finals of this year's contest. There were 1,500 entries. But Glenn Beck should be a part of this. He should be a designer for the toilet paper wedding dress. I don't know if many of you know this, but I have seen his design for paper towel suits. One of my favorite times with Glenn was when we created the paper towel suit. And that day at the radio station, the group, this is how long ago this was, Hanson was the big group around the country, and they were in the building, they came in the building, and they walked by the studio at the same time Glenn had his paper towel suit on. And in those days, we didn't have the you know, the mobile mic, so we did have one of those old larger cell phones. And so he dialed the radio station and went chasing after Hanson to get an interview in his paper towel suit down the hallway. So we don't have video. There's audio somewhere in America. Somewhere somebody's got the audio of Glenn running down the hall hollering for Hanson to stop and talk to him. And so he can tell them about his paper towel suit. He could definitely win the toilet paper wedding dress contest. We need to do this. Speaking of contests, why have I not set the tortilla throwing championship from the World Series yet, or the
because everybody around here, everybody around here is focused on the Ukraine thing. So,
here's an idea. I don't care. How about that? How about that? How
can
about,
I quote you on that?
Yes. Yes, you can. Why does that affect my setting the world record from Guinness on the tortilla throwing contest? Here, let me guess. Because we thought we would have Pat and Stu and you guys could do it together and we'd film you guys and we'd make it a funny bit. And then, of course, if we do that, then we have to include Keith. Because he thinks he can do it, and it's Keith, and it's Keith, you know, he's part of the show, and he has to be part of it. So then, and since everybody's focused on Ukraine for the Glenn TV and radio show, we can't get Stu because he's too busy, and Pat's busy because he's doing that with that. So you just have to wait. No, I mean, does that sound about what you were going to say to me?
100%.
Yes, I can fucking feel it. Here's an idea. I don't care. We need to make this happen. Next week. And I noticed if we'd have done it when I first talked about it, we had a wide open hallway. Now they've put those stupid picture boxes cockeyed through the hallway. Killing me.
They wouldn't be stupid if one of them had your face.
That's a good point. But that's not what I'm talking about. I still would have called them stupid. Maybe. So what? It's got other people's faces on it that are on Blaze TV. Hey, you know what you could do for me? I think. Now, I know that this show only airs on Blaze TV, you know, once in a while. Never. And but I believe that if you go to theblazetv.com/Jeffy, it'll get you a discount. I'm telling you, I think it does. Because I talked to someone who said that that it works. And I want to know how big a deal it is. Because if it is, you need to use it. To get yourself a discount on Blaze TV. Go to blazetv.com/Jeffy and it'll get you, I bet you it gets you a free 50 years or something like that.
So I'm going to put it here, blazetv.com/.
Well, no, I mean, use it for the promo code.
Oh, use promo code Jeffy. Okay.
Did so I not explain that right or something? Yeah, I did. You just weren't paying attention. So what you want to do is pretend like you're going to...
Yes, I'm that's what I'm doing right now. Yeah. Oh, no, this is way too difficult. I don't want an email password.
Oh, no.
It's not as easy as I thought it was going to be. You gotta give him
names. I thought you'd already done that. It was...
No, because usually when you go... blazetv.com/Glenn, it tells you how much you're going to save.
Does it do...
There it is. It says... Here's what you save when you sign up with Glenn. But if you hit blazetv.com/Jeffy,
J-E-F-F-Y,
you can start up your trial.
You get a free, get a brand new. I want a concerted effort to make this happen. Why has it not happened yet?
You could do a free trial, 30-day free trial.
I mean... You're welcome, but I was told that it was going to be huge, massive.
That is massive. 30-day free trial.
Don't try to spin this. Don't do it. Don't do it. In fact, I'm done.